So the YNW Melly case is already underway, and boy, I tell you, it is going crazy. It's like the prosecutions have already went in for the kill on the first day. At the beginning, they went in for the kill. They've actually thrown in some plot twist stories, and it probably leads people to understand more why they actually kept YNW Melly for so long. Now, of course, a whole lot of people was like, man, they ain't got no evidence. Why they keeping him locked up inside of that jail? Well, it looks like they are showing the evidence that they have, and I'll get right into that. And also some another big name in hip hop was actually named as well, and they allegedly helped YNW Melly, and I will let you know right after the intro. Welcome back to Key Talk Media. This is your host, Key Talk. Check it out, man. All right. I'm gonna give a shout out to Notification Gang, Key Talk Gang, for rocking with me every single video. If you listen to my voice right now, go ahead and hit the notification bell so you get a notification every single time I drop a video. Anyways, you already know. So the prosecution went straight for the guck juggler, like as if they were a tiger trying to hunt down a prey like a gazelle or something like that. And the evidence, the first piece of evidence that they actually showed is YNW Melly allegedly admitting to doing the actual hit. They're pretty much saying right after the murder was committed, a whole lot of people was DMing YNW Melly. That's why they say don't talk about crimes over DMs, especially on social media, because obviously social media is ran by them people. Anyways, they pretty much said a lot of people was DMing YNW Melly, asking him if he was okay and if everybody was alive. And then, you know, one of the people like DM that, you know, like, hey man, are you good? And then he pretty much responded back to that person and said, I did that. Shh.
So in the context of this message, this individual is reaching out asking if Mr. Demons is good after he's been tagged in multiple social media posts about this drive-through, this shooting. And Mr. Demons responds very succinctly, I did that. Shh. Ladies and gentlemen, at the conclusion of the evidence, the state is confident that you will find the defendant guilty as charged of the first degree murder of Christopher Thomas and Anthony Williams.
Anyways, now if that wasn't enough news, the next piece of evidence that they actually pulled out blew the whole everybody away, got the whole internet in a chokehold right now. They're actually saying that YNW Melly, after that murder was committed, he actually sent a text to another rapper, and a rapper that he told to actually come pick him up, who did pick him up, was none other than Fredo Bang.
Chris Thomas are dead. So what you're also going to find out is while Mr. Demons is out there on the side of the road, 4 in the morning, 4:42 specifically, he sends a drop pin, digital homing beacon, to his current location, to one of his friends, Frederick Gibbons. Frederick Gibbons is also involved in the music industry, and he asked to be picked up. Frederick Gibbons then, about 11 minutes later, is sent another drop pin where Mr. Demons has moved a couple of meters. What you're going to find out as well, though, is these digital leashes, they have more than just phone calls.
So they're pretty much saying that not only did he drop the pin to Fredo Bang after the murder, they're saying that he actually moved a little way, you know, a little further from the incident, and like re-dropped his pin. So they're not just saying he dropped his pin, but they're actually saying that Fredo Bang did come and actually pick him up. Now, I don't know if Fredo Bang was under any type of house arrest or anything like that, because of course Fredo Bang himself is typically always in trouble with the law. I think he got like some type of thing where he had to go to jail for a little bit, but they let him out. There's a whole lot of crazy stuff. So who knows what type of implications that this could actually have for Fredo Bang. You know what I'm talking about? If he was on any type of house arrest, you know what I'm talking about? Put that foil on and get away. Who knows? They could try to lock him up. But if he wasn't on house arrest, this could still involve him within, like, you know, complicit with the murder or you know, being assisting with the actual whatever may have happened. But I guess that'll depend on if YNW Melly is found guilty or not. Now, if he is, who knows if they come out to Fredo Bang and say, hey, well, he did this and you drove him away, so now you're a part of this. Who knows? Anyways, so as more details come out about that, I will definitely keep y'all updated. Now, in other news, it does look like Wine W. Melly's got another rapper that actually went to the trial to support him, and it's none other than Boosie. Now, y'all may remember Boosie's one of those rappers that actually was fighting a murder charge as well. Now, luckily, y'all talking about a slim chance of beating it, Boosie did beat it. Now, how he beat it, we ain't gonna get into that, but he beat it. Don't matter at all. Anyways, so do y'all think the fact that Boosie showed up to the trial and he's in a, you know, the audience, that that'll actually help out Wine W. Melly's case? And then, of course, how do y'all feel about Fredo Bang being one of the rappers that actually went and picked Buddy up? Do y'all think they're going to end up throwing Fredo Bang inside it? Well, he's thrown in it already, but do y'all think they'll any try to like prosecute him or anything like that at all? And then, of course, how do y'all feel about the message? I did that. Anyways, let me know some. Coming down below, let me know what you think about this entire deal. I'm out.